Ahab's wicked reign begins. 2 years before the death of Asa, Ahab began to rule in Israel. From the beginning, his reign was marked by a strange, terrible apostasy. He did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him, acting as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. He boldly led the people into the grossest heathenism. Taking to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians and high priest of Baal, Ahab served Baal, and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. Under the leadership of Jezebel, Ahab erected heathen altars in many high places, until well nigh all Israel were following after Baal. There was none like unto Ahab, who did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Ahab's marriage with an idolatrous woman resulted disastrously both to himself and to the nation. His character was easily molded by the determined spirit of Jezebel. His selfish nature was incapable of appreciating the mercies of God to Israel and his own obligations as guardian and leader of the chosen people. Under Ahab's rule, Israel wandered far from the living God. The dark shadow of apostasy covered the whole land. Images of Baalim and Ashtoreth were everywhere. Idolatrous temples were multiplied. The air was polluted with the smoke of sacrifices offered to false gods. Hill and vale resounded with the drunken cries of a heathen priesthood who sacrificed to the sun, moon, and stars. The people were taught that these idol gods were deities, ruling by their mystic power the elements of earth, fire, and water. The running brooks, the streams of living water, the gentle dew, the showers of rain which caused the fields to bring forth abundantly, all were ascribed to the favor of Baal and Ashtoreth, instead of to the giver of every good and perfect gift. The people forgot that the living God controlled the sun, the clouds of heaven, and all the powers of nature. Through faithful messengers, the Lord sent repeated warnings to the apostate king and the people, but in vain were these words of reproof. Captivated by the gorgeous display and the fascinating rites of idol worship, the people gave themselves up to the intoxicating, degrading pleasures of sensual worship. The light so graciously given them had become darkness. Never before had the chosen people of God fallen so low in apostasy. Of the prophets of Baal there were 450, besides 400 prophets of the groves. Nothing short of the miracle-working power of God could preserve the nation from utter destruction. Israel had voluntarily separated from Jehovah, yet the Lord in compassion still yearned after those who had been led into sin, and he was about to send them one of the mightiest of his prophets.